February is Black History Month in recognition of that fact. We honor the Little Rock Nine. There were a group of nine African-American students enrolled in Little Rock Central High School. This was 1957. Their enrollment was followed by the Little Rock Crisis, in which the students were initially prevented from entering what was the racially segregated school by Orville Phelps, who was the then governor of Arkansas. They then attended after the intervention of President Eisenhower. If you look back in history, U.S. Supreme Court issued its historic Brown v. Board of Education ruling, May 17, 1954, tied to the 14th Amendment. The decision declared all laws establishing segregated schools to be unconstitutional and called for the desegregation of all schools throughout the country. After the decision, NAACP attempted to register black students in previously all-white schools in cities throughout the South. In Little Rock, Arkansas, the school board agreed to comply with the high court's ruling. Virgil Blossom, who was the superintendent of schools, submitted a plan of gradual integration to the school board. That was May 24, 1955, which the board approved with a unanimous vote. The plan would be implemented during the fall of the 1957 school year. By that year, 1957, NAACP had registered nine black students to attend the previously all-white Little Rock Central High School, selected on the criteria of excellent grades and attendance. They were Ernest Green, Elizabeth Eckford, Jefferson Thomas, Terrence Roberts, Carlotta Walls Lanier, Minna Jean Brown, Gloria Ray Carmack, Thelma Mothershed, and Melba Patil Beals.